AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court has extended women's access to the abortion pill mifepristone until Friday, while justices consider whether to allow restrictions as a legal challenge to the FDA's approval plays out. The city of Memphis being sued for $550 million. Attorney Ben Crump.
It is our mission to make it financially unsustainable for these police oppression units to unjustly kill black people in the future. We want to make them where they can't even afford it, where they're going to train their officers differently.
Sound from WATN-TV. The lawsuit by the family of Tyree Nichols, a black man who died after a brutal beating by five members of a police special unit. 84-year-old Andrew Lester has pleaded not guilty in the shooting of Ralph Yarl, the black teen who mistakenly rang the doorbell of Lester's Kansas City, Missouri home, expecting to pick up his younger brothers. He'd gone to the wrong house. Police in Maine say 34-year-old Joseph Eaton has confessed to killing four people, including his parents, and then firing on motorists on Interstate 295. He was released from prison just Friday after completing a sentence for aggravated assault. A new attempt at a 24-hour ceasefire in Sudan after a failed truce yesterday. Charles de Ledesma on 5 days of fighting.
A live shot from the Saudi-owned satellite news channel Al Arabiya shows a high-rise on fire in the Sudanese capital with the sound of explosions. The fighting in Sudan has seen airstrikes pound its capital, diplomats attacked, and civilians hiding inside their homes, desperate for both food and water at one of the most important times of the year for Muslims. The battle between Sudan's military and the Rapid Support paramilitary forces endangers efforts at ending decades of martial rule in the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Divers have found the wreckage of a submarine in Long Island Sound. Ed Donahue has the story.
The experimental 92-foot submarine was built in 1907.
We found out that in 1929, Amelia Earhart dove off the submarine Defender.
It spent many years unused, docked in New London, Connecticut, before eventually being abandoned on a mud flat. Commercial diver Richard Simon has been looking for the Defender.
I got a new research vessel recently from my commercial diving company, and it took me to an area where it possibly could be. So I started driving around, looking at different targets. And then from there, we looked at where it wasn't.
Simon says looking for where it wasn't paid off.
Is it a submarine?
Yes, it is.
Yeah! Woo! It's on the charts. It's known about in Long Island Sound, just no one knew what it was till we identified it.
Simon and his team plan to spend the summer diving on the Defender, filming it and taking photographs. He also wants to preserve the sub. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.